Hello and welcome to Bears Wire, your one-stop shop for everything Chicago Bears on the USA Today Sports Network. I'm Phil Atoshin, and today we're getting closer to the start of the season. Tonight, the preseason officially begins with the Bears taking on the Broncos, and I just want to focus in on something that's been brewing all offseason, and that's the battle at the running back position. You have two fourth-round picks and a fifth-round pick competing for the opportunity to be the lead man in the backfield, as well as a cast-off from the Atlanta Falcons and Jaquizz Rodgers. But let's start at the top, and that's Jeremy Langford. The second-year player from Michigan State had some starts last year, and you really saw a lot of what he brings to the table as far as consistency with his speed and his ability to get outside, as well as what most people overlook, his ability to get skinny and get through the hole and drive his legs using power. Now, this guy played a lot of positions in college. He was a defensive back, a wide receiver, as well as a running back. So he has a history of athleticism when you look at that on the major college level. Langford, however, showed some times and signs of losing track and losing focus of the football in the passing game. Despite his history at wide receiver, you don't want to see that. You want to see a natural athlete focus in and catch the football in critical situations. The rookie had to learn, hopefully, and so far in training camp, the ugly drops are still rearing their heads. So hopefully tonight, you're going to see Langford really come out and take off his suit and show everyone that he wants to be Superman on the football field and start for the Chicago Bears. Now, the guy nipping at his heels, and if you follow me on Twitter or you follow me here on Bears Wire, you know how I feel about Kadeem Carey. Another fourth-round pick. This was from the Phil Emery administration, and the youngster out of Arizona at the time led the nation in rushing. And he's not going to kill you with speed. However, he brings a level of physicality to the offense. And Dow Loggins, with a focus on getting the fullback back involved as well as several tight ends, is going to use Carey in a way with which others have failed to focus and use him. I felt like Mark Trestman dropped the ball late in the season when the Bears were clearly done and players had given up. Here's these young players on the sideline, Kadeem being one of them, and he never got the opportunity. However, last year in the Chargers game, he started. He was showing signs. He had the rib injury. The Broncos game, he came in, and he was running hard, and he was getting in a rhythm. He had some real powerful runs. You saw what you were looking for in Carey, being able to carry the load. And against San Francisco, him one-on-one versus Navarro Bowman, he told us at Bears Wire in an interview, if you haven't heard it, you should, that he wasn't even supposed to be in the game in that situation. And then it ends up propelling him to have John Fox confidently say what he loves about Kadeem Carey is behind the left nipple. And you have Kyle Long talking about how you hear Kadeem run, and Cutler talking about the power he brings to the table. So I feel as though the one characteristic and trait that he has superior to every other back on the roster is an innate run instinct. He understands where the hole's going to be and what's going to be able to help him get through it and to it, and he brings physicality. The next guy we're going to talk about is Jaquizz Rodgers. Here's a guy, short, cast off from Atlanta Falcons. He plays special teams. He could be that up man in the punt game. He's a willing blocker. However, for a short guy, he runs hard in short yardage situations. He hides behind blockers, and he's able to get those tough yards that smaller backs normally aren't able to. He does have run instincts, and he's a team football player. This guy has good hands, and you want to see what he's able to do tonight in the competition. However, the last guy we're going to talk about is this year's fifth-round pick. So you got Carey, a fourth-round pick, Langford, a fourth-round pick in back-to-back years, and then Ryan Pace comes back this year and takes Jordan Howard out of Indiana by way of UAB. Howard has some great things and great attributes. His best attribute, however, is his lower half and the power in his trunk. The guy's built. He brings a level of physicality that the other backs don't have, and that's in the weight department. He runs behind his pads, churns for yards, and brings a level of physicality. His question marks are his hands are suspect at points. You want to see him catch every ball that comes to his way. He had some silly drops, but then he does showcase a snatch and grab where he's easily grabbing the football and carrying upfield. He can run after the catch. He can run in the open field. However, he does not have the quick jitterbug feet or speed that you want to see out of a running back. So it's going to be interesting to see how they use him and how he fits into the competition, because each one of these backs brings something else different to the table. So tonight, it's going to be interesting for you fans out there to see how this is going to come together and who is going to take the hot hand, as Kadeem Carey had said to us, and take the bull by the horns and the position and really run with it. No pun intended. And you want to see the first guy out the gate in the depth chart listed by the Bears this week was Langford. Carey was number two. Jacquizz Rodgers was number three. And Jordan Howard, as well as Sonoris Perry, who I believe is outside looking in, just a special teamer, doesn't bring a level of physicality. He's coming off an injury. How fast is he? His whole game was based on speed, but I just think that Jordan Howard is over him at this point, and the other three are leaps ahead of him. So it's going to be interesting to see tonight. Check back here at Bears Wire. I'm going to be breaking things down all season long in my notes and nuggets audio and bringing you competition, training camp battles, and key and critical plays each and every day.